How can one practically fight their passions, for instance, envy? This is a very good question indeed. I received a letter from a man who said, Alexey Ilyich, what should I do? I can't stop abusing alcohol. And when I ask people for advice, they say, just don't drink and that's it. What kind of an answer is that? So I'm asking them how to do that. And they say, just don't drink, as simple as that. So, spiritually experienced people say that it is necessary to learn fighting our desires in the direction where we can still do that. For example, we are sitting at table and I'm full, then keep yourself from taking another piece. Or we are talking about someone, and I can refrain from passing negative judgments on them. So do that, and there is such a great law in gospel. Faithful over a few things will be made ruler over many things. So please start with a few things, but it is absolutely necessary in your words, deeds, at table, in terms of your behavior. So with these minor actions, my moral state is strengthened, and if you consciously follow this path, you will see and feel the great help and power of God. And for a Christian, all this should go hand in hand with the prayer. So there is no religion if there is no prayer. So you can be regarded as absolutely orthodox, but if you don't pray, you aren't. And a prayer must be performed with attention, repentance, and awe. Otherwise, it is self-deception if we substitute prayer for its outer manifestation. If we just read mindlessly prayers from a prayer book, or if we're just present at a service, but if there is no attention. So if there is no attention, you can just switch on a tape recorder which will pray in the same way. So what is it? A prayer must only be performed with attention. Of course, our mind is weak. It is hard for us to keep concentration, but in any case, we must set a goal of concentration. And if we exercise and if we do our best to concentrate, and by the way, asceo, ascetics, from Greek means to exercise. So if we do our best to concentrate our minds, and if we pray in this way, then our prayer will have an unbelievable effect. This is experience of thousands of people. You can overcome any passion in such a way, especially Jesus' prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Of course, at the same time, I should do my best to fulfill the commandments in so-called minor things. You know, they say it's best to stop eating when I'm still not full yet. But it's not for me. I wish I could stop when I'm full and my stomach is yelling to me, stop eating, I will burst. I hope I can stop at least at this point. So at least here I can do something. And the person who takes such a decision and who will turn to God every time saying, Lord Jesus Christ, please forgive me that I sinned again, they will see and feel God's help, and God will set them free from envy, alcoholism, or any other passion. That was my answer to that man. I hope he follows it.